Pasuk says in this week's parsha, the ata tedaber al kol chachma elev Hashem yileisiv ruach chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that he's put chachma into kol chachma elev. And something similar is said later in parshas Kisisa, ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu has put chachma into chachma elev. What does this mean? Why does HaKadosh Baruch have to give chachma to chachma lev? If someone is wise of heart, he has chachma in his lev, so then there should be no reason to give him chachma. He has all the chachma he needs. We know that Shlomo HaMelech was the chacham kol adam. Where was Shlomo HaMelech zocha to such chachma? How was he so wise? Navi in Sefer Melachim Aleph describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Shlomo HaMelech in Givam, and he asks him, Sha'alma eten lach. He asked him, what should I give you? Shlomo responds, "V'nasata la'avdecha lev shomea lishbot es amcha lohavim ben tov l'ra." He asked for chachma, to have chachma to be able to judge, to have chachma to be mavchim ben tov l'ra. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So he responds that because you didn't ask me for chayim or for osher, you didn't ask me for a long life or for wealth, so I'm going to give you exactly what you asked for. I'm going to give you lev chacham. Right, I'm going to give you chacham lev, I'll make you a chacham, but I'll also give you osher, I'll also give you wealth, because you didn't ask for it, but I'll even give that to you as well. And if you follow David, your father, I'll give you a long life too. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to Shlomo HaMelech chachmas lev, he gives him a lev chacham v'navon, because he asked for it. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz writes that you see from here that Shlomo HaMelech was zochet the chachma because he had a bakashas chachma, because he wanted the chachma so badly, because he had a tshuka for the chachma. Even though chayim and osher, life and wealth certainly can help a person serve Hashem, but Shlomo understood that chayim without chachma is not really worth very much. Life without chachma, without Torah, without an understanding is not really worth very much. It's like what the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach writes, that we know that person who's Rotzeach B'Shogeg, someone who kills accidentally, has to go to Golos. So the Gemara in Makkah says, the Talmud Shagola Magalin Rabo Imo, a Talmud that goes to Golos, we have to send his Rebbe into Golos also, because the Talmud has to learn from the Rebbe. The Nasal Achas Min Ha'orim Ha'el V'Choy, he runs to one of the Orim Miklod V'Choy, he has to live. So the Gemara says that we have to make it so that he'll have a Chayim. Without the Rebbe, he's not going to have a Chayim. He's not going to have life. Zok the Rambam, why is he not going to have life? Shechaye balei chochma u'mevakshe b'lo talmud Torah kemisa chashuvin. Because those who are balei chochma, those who understand Torah, those who are mevakshe, those who are mevakesh chochma, for them, a life without talmud Torah kemisa chashuvin. It's like Misa. So if the Rotzeach is going to live, he needs the Rebbe with him, because if he's not going to be able to learn Torah, he won't be able to live. That's not called Chayim. This is Chacham Lev. Chacham Lev means a person not who has chachma, but who has a bakashas chachma, who has a she'ifa, who has an aspiration, a desire for chachma. Such an individual is given chachma. B'leib kol chacham lev nasati chachma. How much does a person have to want chachma? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that we can learn from Haman HaRosh. What does the Megillah say? That kol avdei ha'melech asher b'shar ha'melech karim u'mishtachvim l'Haman. Everyone was bowing to Haman. Everyone in all 127 Medinas, they're all bowing to Haman. There's one Jew who's not bowing to Haman. And what does he say? V'chol zeh einenu shoveh li. All the covet in the world is not worth anything to him if he's missing one tipa of covet. Just one tipa of covet, one drop of covet. One Jew is not bowing to him, that's enough. That it's just not worth anything to him. If that's true, l'gabi covet, r'difas ha-covet, it certainly should be true l'gabi chachma. In the opposite direction. For the good. That the way a person has to be mevakesh chachma is that he has to look for every single drop of chachma, every single tosefes, nochak neitch, another vort in Torah, something else. He should always be looking for every drop of chachma, because he should desire it so much. That's what chacham lev is all about. A person who really desires the chachma, he's going to run after the chachma. Even just another drop a mayim el Torah, every tipas mayim that can come to his mouth, he's going to run after it to try to get even more chachma. I was thinking this idea that a Chacham Lev is really someone who's Mevakesh Chachma is really alluded to in Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos at the beginning of the fourth parak says that Ezeu Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam. Ben Zoma says, who's the Chacham? The one who learns from everyone. It's a little puzzling. What does that mean? You'd imagine a Chacham is someone who has a lot of knowledge. Why does he say Halomid Mikol Adam? That's the Chacham. Lomid Mikol Adam is a wonderful Midah, but why does that make him a Chacham? Rabbeinu Yonah there explains that the Chacham is not someone who has knowledge. A Chacham is someone who is Ohev es HaChacham. He loves the Chacham. Someone who doesn't love Chacham, even if he is very wise, even if he has a lot of knowledge, he's not a Chacham. He's a Tipesh, because he doesn't appreciate the value of Chacham. The true Chacham is the person who is Ohev es HaChacham, who is Misave to Chacham. And that's what Ben Zoma is saying. Someone who is Misave for Chacham, someone who loves Chacham so much, so he'll learn from anyone. He'll learn even from someone who's not on his mila. He's not on his level. He knows he's not on his level. But if he sees that this person has what to say, so then he'll be more than willing to learn from him, because he values the Chachma so much, he wants the MS of Torah so much, that he's willing to get the MS from any source. Even if this individual is not necessarily someone that people would think is on his level. Ezel Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam. Someone who's a Chacham is a person who's always a Chachma. He's not just a Chacham, but he has a Chacham Lev. He has a Lev of Chacham, meaning he is Mevakesh Chachma. He has a Taivan, a Chukah for Chachma, and that's why he's called a true Chacham. That's why he'll learn from anyone. Such an individual is called a Chacham, but he's not just a Chacham. Such an individual who's a Chacham Lev is Zochet to extra Siyata B'Shmaya. Such an individual, a person who loves the Chachma, is zochet to be given extra Chachma. U'b'leiv kol Chacham leiv nasabi Chachma. Shabbos.